Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Reams, the Associate Professor of Music at Tennessee Tech. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
To get started, why don't you give me just a little bit of background on yourself, your career, your education, all the things?
Well, I am a tenor, and I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. Did my training there until I went to grad school at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. And then went to another grad school at the State University of New York at Stony Brook on Long Island, where I got my doctorate. And I lived and worked in all three places as a performer and as a teacher, and finally got the degree, the terminal degree, and then applied to the position at Tennessee Tech in 2018. And it was my first academic position and gig, and so I got the offer and took it, and I've enjoyed it. It's been now the start of 6 years, and it's been fun to live as both a teaching artist and to get to know this part of the country. You know, it's far different from what life was like in any of the three places I lived before.
I would imagine.
Right. But there's been a lot to like, and the students have really been a joy to get to know and to work with and to see blossom. I mean, they're real sponges. It's been enlightening in many ways. So I've enjoyed it. I grew up singing in churches and in school programs and in community theater, and even at the Lyric Opera in Kansas City as a little, you know, child chorister or as an ensemble member. And we did, you know, youth operas there. From a young age, I knew that I wanted to be a performer, and I knew that the stage was calling me. And I had great teachers as a young person in public school education, and my middle school choir teachers were both amazing directors and also pianists, and one of them happened to teach voice pretty well. And so I got into her studio as a high schooler and started taking, you know, classical voice lessons. And I auditioned for all the state and district festivals, and then people said, hey, you should pursue this. And so I got into a undergraduate degree program with a music scholarship at a liberal arts college in Kansas City. And I said, what should I do next after I graduate? And they said, go to grad school. And so I did that. And what should I do then? And I just kept going.
Go to more grad school.
And I kept going, and I kept getting experience and opportunities. And then in summers, I would go to music festivals and work with industry professionals that helped me build a network. And a lot of them continued to mentor me into the role that I have now. And I'm thankful for all those people that I've met along the way. But I consider myself a teaching artist. I mean, I love to teach, but I was an artist before I was ever a teacher. And so they go hand in hand, right? I mean, they help each other. So I'm thankful for the opportunities that I get to perform as much as I do. And I'm thankful for the opportunities to teach. It makes me a better performer.
I love that, because I think there's something so essential as an artist about helping bring up that next generation. Whether it's through directly teaching, whether it's through mentoring, if it's just supporting them and encouraging them, whatever it is. And it does help you grow yourself, because as a photographer, I see younger people coming out and doing things, and I'm like, oh, that's something I never thought of. So it's something, gives me something else to try.
Yeah, that's right.
So what attracted you to the position at Tennessee Tech? Because Cookeville is so much different from any of those other places.
Well, yeah, I knew that my best skill set as a new academic teaching private voice was going to be the undergraduate experience. The School of Music at Tennessee Tech is completely undergraduate, and so many of the students are from underserved populations in terms of, you know, arts and culture. So those students coming in started kind of from square one, and it's such a blank canvas that is ready to be filled with color. So I saw it as an opportunity to take the gifts and opportunities that I've been given and the knowledge that I have and just start whole and new, where you're not dealing with somebody who maybe has a little bit more of a diva or devo personality. Granted, their voices may be glorious, but they don't have the raw, fresh on which to paint. So it was a wonderful chance to just get in and take these wide-eyed students and make them into something that I think is going to translate to the next steps in their career. And the growth, the potential for growth has been just, they've rocketed. So many of them have rocketed right up from the ground. So it's been really rewarding in that way. So that's what attracted me most.
I love that. That makes sense. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Dr. Christopher Reams. Welcome back to The Scene, and I am here today talking to Dr. Christopher Reams, Associate Professor of Music at Tennessee Tech. So how long have you been at Tech now?
Like I said, 6 years. It's the beginning of my sixth year. Was just tenured and promoted from assistant to associate professor.
Congratulations.
So I'm thankful for that. I guess that sounds totally like a brag, but it was a lot of work, and so I'm happy about that.
Working in academia, that is not a brag. That is a well-deserved, like,
kudos.
Talk yourself up for it, because not everyone gets there.
Yeah, not a fun part of the job, but I get why it's there. So I'm thankful for that opportunity and that my faculty and colleagues and administrators all thought that I was worth keeping around. So here I am.
So what are some of the things you teach there? Obviously, you do a lot with vocal.
Yeah.
But you were telling me about some of the specific classes sure. that I thought were interesting.
Sure. I teach applied voice, of course, which is a fancy way of saying private voice lessons, where I meet one-on-one with students for anywhere from half hour to 50, 55 minutes once a week. We have generally anywhere from 12 to 14, 15 students per semester. Most of them are music education majors that are going to be choir directors. A lot of them are performers, or either on the classical side or the musical theater side. We also have a really great degree that's kind of open-ended in the fine arts, where you can kind of, if you want to be more singer-songwriter, indie, you can study that style. And then I teach secondary. I teach instrumentalists or non-majors or music minors that want to come in and take voice lessons to improve their technique. Then I teach the diction sequence. So there's lyric diction for singers. It's not the grammar of the language, but it's the rules for articulation in a particular language that we sing in, primarily Italian, English, French, German, Latin. And I meet with a group of those students twice a week. And then I also meet with the opera and music theater workshop students twice a week, from which a select group is going to be performing on the upcoming concert. That class is open to anybody at the university, but primarily it's the performance majors and those music ed majors that are highly interested in music theater and operatic canon, because they know that they're going to have to end up probably directing and casting and producing shows whenever they get to whatever school they end up at. So, it's a great way to really workshop your technique, your acting chops, get to know the repertoire a lot better, because so many people just don't have that exposure to opera and musical theater in this part of the country. So it's a lot of fun. There's a big amount of growth that I see from those students in what's very challenging repertoire, oftentimes in foreign languages. But then they also get to do the stuff that they know and love. There's a huge love for music theater among singers. I find a lot of the students have taught me repertoire. It's like, oh, I didn't know. And it's a great song or a duet or an ensemble that we use in concert. So it's a fun potpourri within that class of learning and exploration. So this year is an all Sondheim program that we're going to do at the end of the semester. We have a big Don Giovanni sextet, Mozart's Don Giovanni. There's a big excerpt from that we're going to do, and also the big Toreador aria from Bizet's Carmen, that tune. So we're going to have that opera on the concert. And then all Sondheim, so a big group of Sweeney Todd excerpts, a big group of Into the Woods excerpts, and then a smattering of other Sondheim shows in the middle of it. So we're really excited about that to celebrate Stephen Sondheim.
So when is that?
So this is in November. There are two concerts at the end of each semester that are in November, and then again in April that we present to the public, and we put costumes on and modest sets, and we go out with piano accompaniment and do it. If the orchestra is up for it, we'll join the university orchestra and put on scenes occasionally with them. So it's a great opportunity for all the students.
Okay, well, that's something I'm definitely going to have to keep track of.
Yeah, especially Sondheim, right?
Yeah. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
And Into the Woods. But Sweeney Todd, I just remember the first time I saw that, and I just was sitting in my chair like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite. I mean, it might be my favorite. Into the Woods and Sweeney are both wonderful selections, and the students love them as well. So yeah, come out.
Of all of the classes you teach, would you say that one's your favorite, the workshop?
That certainly is the most fun. I mean, I love teaching applied voice because there's so much growth that happens with these students. And it's so rare because you get one-on-one time with them. Where else at the university level do you get one-on-one time with a professor, for 15 weeks? So there's so much intimacy and a unique knowledge of what goes into the physical and mental and emotional aspects of singing and studying music and studying language and technique. So that's a lot of fun. But the most sort of fun party atmosphere is the opera music theater workshop, where students are just eating it all up.
Makes sense. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Dr. Christopher Reams. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Dr. Christopher Reams about some upcoming things at Tech and his work in the music department. I know some of your students are going to be in a concert coming up at Pleasant Hill Community Church.
Correct.
That's the 17th. Tell me a little bit about that. What are we in store for?
So the director of music there, Dr. Judith Sullivan, is the retired professor of music education at Tennessee Tech, and she and I are former colleagues. She runs and kind of curates a professional concert series there at Pleasant Hill at Community Church, and she asked me to appear as a performer on the series this year, and I said, absolutely. What do you think about maybe bringing on a second half of a performance of student performers? And she said, I think that's a great idea. We can feature them. And I've never done that in all my years of performing. It's sort of shared a concert program with current students. They're really excited about it, and so am I. I mean, I think it's a lot of firsts here. It's my first time performing on the concert series, my first time performing with the accompanist that's going to play for us, Mr. Joshua Davis, who's also on the adjunct faculty at Tennessee Tech, and my first time sharing the program with the students. So I'll start the program with a set of art song selections, first in German and then in French, and we'll talk a little bit about those. And then Josh will play a solo piano piece, and then we'll have a short break, and then we'll open the second act with an ensemble scene from Stephen Schwartz's Godspell.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. And then we go to a bunch of solos and ensemble numbers, duet numbers from both Sondheim and Rodgers and Hammerstein, Stephen Schwartz. And then we finish the program with a big finale from Les Misérables, the One Day More, where before they all...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've shown my hand here, and so now everyone knows the program, but it's worth sticking around for. I mean, it's a really great feature for these students, both in solo spots and in ensemble numbers, and they're super excited about it. So I think it's going to be a great program of both kind of old school classical stuff and new musical theater, and there's even a few Great American Songbook standards that are going to be on the second half as well. And it's a fun program, but also a little bit heady in the first half, which I like. I mean, if you ask me to kind of curate my own program, that's what I want. I want a mix of like high art, and I want a mix of Broadway tunes, American Songbook tunes, just stuff that we can all kind of hum along with.
And I love the way you're doing that. I love that the heavier part is the early part.
Yeah.
Because honestly, there's nothing worse than being at a concert. Like I went to... This was several years ago now. I think I was still in Michigan. So over 10 years ago, I guess it's been quite a while. But it was like the first half, it was a Christmas concert. Mm. And the first half was your typical Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Some of the more popular, like, of course, All I Want for Christmas is You was in it and all that type of things. And then the second half was just all very hymnal and beautiful music, but just like, okay, but now I want to curl up and go to sleep. Like, that's how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
So I like having, like, and One Day More. How can anyone hear that and not just be like, oh, so right, uplifted? It's just, I love that song.
Yeah, it's very vibrant, very powerful. You know, I guess I'm with you. Like, I want to go to a concert experience that makes me sort of sit and think. I mean, where else are you going to go in this sort of intimate, small setting where you can just sit and be quiet and listen and engage with what's happening in the moment? And then you take a little break, and then the second half is more... It's more collaborative. I mean, you're more on the edge of your seat. You're engaging. It's tunes you might know. You can feel a more visceral activity from the singers. So that's what I want to experience. And I'm glad that Judith gave me the opportunity. And I think it's going to be a good show. I know the space is beautiful. They have a beautiful piano and an instrument. And Josh is a wonderful player. You'll get to hear a little bit about what we have to say about the pieces. And you'll get to see these young, talented students, many of whom are right from Middle Tennessee, that are going to perform for us. And exciting for them, too. I mean, they don't get a chance to share their skill. They're so much looking forward to performing with me, some of whom consider me their mentor. It's a big moment for them, but it's also really rewarding for me to see as a teacher, look, you guys can do this. Let's do this together, and the audience is going to love it. So I'm thankful for that.
That'll be great. So that's the 17th.
Yep.
Pleasant Hill Community Church. What time?
3:00.
How do you get tickets? Just show up?
You can show up. You can also go to the Pleasant Hill website. I don't think actually tickets are necessary. I think you can show up and you'll have some open seating. But go to the Pleasant Hill website for more information. It's Thursday or Sunday at 3 p.m. And we're looking forward to seeing as many people as we can, young and old.
Sounds perfect. Hope to see you there.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.